This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, the 39th President of the United States of America, Jimmy Carter. Jimmy! President Carter, I can't begin to tell you how much I appreciate you being here. It's very nice of you. Thank you.
Well, I just thank you for having me on your show, Regis.
And I think something that kind of got the attention of folks, former President Reagan allegedly received like $2 million to go speak in Japan. Is that all right for him to be taking a $2 million fee to go someplace and speak?
Well, you know, I'm not a judge. I hate to criticize another president, but if anybody knows of another opportunity for a $2 million fee, I'm...
When you were in office and, of course, traveling around, when you go to a foreign country, you're at the mercy of a translator. Do you travel with your own translator? Does the leaders of the other country provide you with one? How does that work?
The first time I made a foreign trip as president, it was to Poland. Mm-hmm. And then I went to other places. But when I got off a plane in Poland, I had an interpreter there. And I didn't write my speech out ahead of time. It was just a greeting. It was a very welcoming group, and mostly very heavily Catholic. And I got out and I told them that I understood that their heritage was one of commitment to and love of freedom. And the interpreter said that I knew about their commitment to free love. Well, it didn't go over well with the audience, and this is you can look it up in the records, a true story, and all over the world, you know, I was accused of saying the Polish Catholic people were committed to free love.
Wow. Nice to have you here.
Very good.
Ladies and gentlemen, thanks again, sir.
WMDX. John and Gordy in the morning. I'm John Peterson, and that's Gordy Young over there.
Good morning.
Hey.
How you doing?
I got a question for you.
Please, go ahead.
Yeah, I saw your new Facebook picture.
Oh, yeah. Did you like
And I thought, what the hell is this? Is this like retro Gordy or something?
Why?
You have new glasses. You're not wearing your new glasses this morning.
What? No, I went back to the other glasses.
Well, what happened?
Old glasses. I like to change. I like to, you know.
You spent all the money on new glasses.
No,
and now you're not going to wear them?
All I did was buy identical frames that I could change the lens. They just go in and they can freely change the lenses from one pair of frames to the other pair of frames.
Oh.
So I have two pair of frames for these lenses.
Oh, no kidding.
So it didn't cost any more. So I like, you know, it's like getting an oil change.
Well, so you can just change the lenses or change your frames anytime you want.
Yes, switch from one frame to another. Yeah.
Well, so I'm just kind of used to the other glass frames.
Well, you want me to switch back? Is it bothersome to you?
Well, are you going to like change from week to week? Because I'm not quite ready for that.
Okay. Sorry.
I'm really insecure.
Startle you. It doesn't mean anything. I just, okay.
All right.
I'll change back to the other clear ones.
No, this is fine.
I think these, I like these better. They're just more comfortable for whatever reason.
Oh, okay.
They're slightly different, but the lenses fit in either frame. They do that as a free service at Walmart. That's one nice thing about Walmart Optical Department.
All right.
They don't charge you.
Well, I did.
And it was
not
the same
that.
Guy that did it the first time.
Really?
Yeah. He goes, oh, you're back. I'm like, yeah. You got anything to do? No. I asked him, could you change my lens?
Yeah.
So I gave him a little tip, actually.
Well, no kidding.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Here's a 5 spot, you know. have half a lunch.
You are the big tipper.
Well, it's the optical
department. They see that all the time there because, you know, the elite do go to Walmart's optical department.
Oh, it's great. Yeah. A little bit of fog out there this morning. And
I didn't see much.
I didn't see anything.
Yeah.
They said it's going to be foggy.
You're not going to be able to drive into work. Why did you say there's fog then
if neither of you saw any?
Because all of the news channels this morning are talking about fog, mainly to the west of us,
okay.
A little bit to the north.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's a dense fog advisory in some areas, and they expanded it for Dane County for no reason at all. There's no fog around here.
I think there's a time-consuming frost on the car windows warning out today.
You had to scrape?
Yes.
Wow.
You know, it took me back to the old days of my Karmann Ghia, yeah. the VW warming system that it has.
Or lack thereof.
Lack thereof. You know, you just don't, you know, spend a whole hell of a lot of time scraping the outside. But then you end up scraping the inside of the window because there's no heat coming through yet.
Wow.
And that's why it took me a little longer to get here. I had to drive slowly and methodically, and I didn't have all the windows accessible to me because I'm always looking, you know, to see if there's any squad cars tailing me.
We were worried about you.
Yeah.
You got here at the last minute.
Yeah.
Sam and I were concerned.
Well, you know how
not,
it is.
Not concerned enough to call you or anything, but.
No, not to text me and see, well, are you going to come in or not? Or,
yeah.
Yeah, I was worried that you know my timer would not work. You know, suddenly you turn it back on.
What do you mean
Sunday
your timer?
Night?
Your alarm clock?
Yeah.
Oh.
On my phone.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And then on my wrist as well.
Yeah.
And it did work. Everything worked just as it always did.
Thank God.
It had the feeling of Groundhog Day. You know, back again. You know.
Yeah. We were off all last week. It was kind of nice.
Yeah, that was.
Sleep in a little bit.
Yeah. And now here we are with another live program.
And then it's almost New Year's Eve. Tomorrow's New Year's Eve.
Yeah.
We get another day off.
Yep.
This is great.
I know. Boy.
Should have taken this week off, too.
One day.
Why don't we just rerun all the programs from last week?
Yeah.
This week.
Yeah, and see.
People were traveling.
I didn't hear them last week, so maybe we could run them again this time.
Oh, they were good. What do you mean you didn't hear them?
Well, I didn't re-listen to them.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I was here to record them.
Yeah.
Hey, you know, I spent a little time, staying up late. You know, I never get to do that. I never get to watch TV very much. I never get to catch up on all the new series that they have out there on the streaming channels.
Yeah.
And I finally caught one that was very, very strange and very odd. And it had like a 3-day time limit because it was going off Prime in 3 days.
Okay.
And now it's going off Prime in 1 day. Today is the last day.
Oh.
The name of the program is Swedish Dicks.
Excuse me?
Swedish Dicks.
What's it about, John?
I know. It's weird. There is a detective, and he's Swedish, and he calls his agency the Swedish Dick. And
well, it used to be a term that for detectives,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. And then this other Swedish guy who plays a guy who was a DJ, Spun Records, and he joined up with the other guy, and he's Swedish too, so they call themselves the Swedish Dicks.
Is it a comedy?
It is. It's a really off-the-wall, bizarre comedy.
Okay.
Because the Swedish Dick himself... The original, he was a stuntman in a movie, and his partner in the movie died from a stunt that failed.
Mm.
And the funny part about this is that about 3 or 4 episodes in, we find out that this stuntman that died in the accident is Keanu Reeves.
Of course.
Seriously.
It is. Of course it is.
You know, he's contemplating, man. You know, this Swedish Dick is up on the roof. He's contemplating, you know, losing his friend, and he just can't get over it. He wants to find out what happened. How did that happen? And then all of a sudden on the rooftop is it's Keanu Reeves. You know, like, man, look at this. Star power.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, so it turned out to be an exceptionally fun show.
I'll have to watch that. So today's the last day. It's on Prime for free?
Yeah, on Prime, yeah.
First three episodes.
Now, yeah, it's 10 episodes.
Oh.
And they're real short. They're like 25 minutes long. Right. But it reminded me of Sam's little brochures you made of our show.
The flyers?
Yeah, the flyers.
The flyers, yeah.
Town.
You put all over the place and restroom doors. it reminded me of that because, you know, this Swedish Dick guy, before he got his partner, he had put out flyers. He never read them. He never even looked at them or anything like that. Mm. And take care of your problems. Call the Swedish Dick. was on the flyer. take care of all your problems. Call the Swedish Dick. And then, of course,
we got to get language like that on our flyers.
you pull a telephone number off the bottom. It was... Honestly,
sounds good.
It blew my mind. And not only that, but Anne choked on her pizza. And
oh, no. Did you have to do the Heimlich again on her?
I had to do that again.
Not again.
Becoming a regular thing.
I hope she's okay. Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, anyway. And it's a funny show. It really is a very funny show.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, good enough.
It's like Eagleheart, with Chris... Chris Elliott did Eagleheart, the Comedy Channel.
Yeah.
Okay. And it was great stuff, really bizarre, weird stuff.
I always loved his show, Get a Life.
Oh, yeah, I love
Fox.
That. Yeah. I have every episode.
Do you really?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Unedited, just the way they appeared.
Oh, my God. Oh.
They put out a DVD of his shows, but they replaced the music because they didn't have the rights to it.
Yeah. Is that
Isn't
crazy?
That weird?
That is weird. That is weird.
But now they have it on, you know, official Chris Elliott discs.
That funny show.
It is.
He plays an adult
paperboy,
delivering papers.
I remember when he was replaced by Paperboy 2000. gigantic truck that hurled newspapers at about 100 miles per hour.
Stuff. Yeah. Okay. 17 past the hour. Weather today, 31 degrees right now. The high, you got the roulette wheel handy? Let's roll it. See what the high is.
All right.
We're way behind now. Schedule.
I can't believe we haven't lost that marble yet.
38 is going to be the high today. Mix of clouds and some sunshine. And I guess we'll have to wait on the National Day calendar.
We're going to have to wait on Sherry out in Horicon.
Yeah, I guess so.
Must be lots in the marshes out there because she hasn't sent us an emoji yet.
Yeah, her texts.
Maybe she's just crushed from last week because I saw that she sent us messages when we weren't even here.
Really? Okay. Well, it's 18 past the hour. When we come back, National Day calendar, we'll open the history books for the first time in a few days. It's really dusty. Yeah. Look out.
Oh, no.
Get the hazmat suits on.
Oh, God.
You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
But if I could, I'm asking one small favor. I've got to have some bacon in my veins.
Bacon in my veins. Bacon in my veins. That's how a country boy survives. So baby, don't be mean.
I'll cut back on the burgers and make vegetables routine.
But I've got to have some bacon in my veins.
All right. Yeah. You bet.
That's the way to get going.
92.7 WMDX bacon.
21 minutes past the hour.
You wonder? Bacon coming down in price.
Is
anticipating
it?
Trump. Finally getting in there, lowering the price of bacon.
Oh, you know, that's, of course, what he's going to do, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Great.
What a strange thing to pick, bacon.
Everybody likes bacon.
Bacon's always expensive. It's the dumbest thing to pick. I'm going to cut the price of bacon. No, you're not.
Probably not. Nope. This portion of the John and Gordy Morning Show brought to you by Verlo Mattress. Sleep better, dream bigger on a handcrafted Verlo mattress. You can find them on Madison's east side or west side or at verlo.com. Okay, ask about their lifetime guarantee on their mattresses. Okay,
you know,
What?
You know, over the last week, I mean, you know, the future Trump administration is imploding.
I mean, there was some problems agreeing on things.
It's just unbelievable to see the disorder, and the dysfunction, and the lunacy, and the outrageousness of everything they're talking about. And I just want to warn everybody that we're going to be mentioning the word retarded a number of times later on next hour.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because
it's a bumpy road,
because the hardworking Americans out there were described as being retarded.
No kidding.
Yes.
Oh, I didn't hear that.
Yeah, it's outrageous and crazy and kind of funny in a way.
Okay. All right, we'll get to that.
All right.
First, we need to get to the National Day calendar for this December 30.
What? I can't wait.
Okay. Can't wait to get it over with?
Yeah.
Okay.
Big surprise.
Is it or is it not National Bicarbonate of Soda Day? Is it Falling Needles Family Fest Day? Is it Bacon Day? Or is it National Peanuts in the Shell Day?
Peanuts in the Shell Day, it ain't.
You're right, but I just threw that in for former President Jimmy Carter.
Oh, yeah.
Died yesterday at the age of 100. We heard a little bit of him at the top of the show there. Yeah.
Yeah.
Great president. Okay. We'll get to more on that coming up. So, National Bicarbonate of Soda Day. Do we need a day for this? Apparently we do, because here it is. Okay.
So baking soda.
Yeah. Sure.
Yes, I think. I know a little bit.
Yes, it is baking soda.
Just baking soda.
It's recognized as a staple of the home kitchen. We salute baking soda today.
Yeah.
Just a spoonful of sodium bicarbonate.
Now, I don't want anybody to get the idea that we've run out of ideas and we have no topics today because we're celebrating bicarbonate day. What the hell?
All right, we'll move on. We don't really need to spend a lot of time.
No, it's very important.
You want to know the history?
Recipes? Recipes are, pivotal using bicarbonate.
It's a gentle abrasive, John. Baking soda makes an ideal cleaning product.
That's right.
For appliances, pots and pans.
Sure.
It's even recommended for chrome and the exterior of our automobiles. I didn't know you could use it on chrome.
I would not do that.
What's going on? There's a fire truck going down State Street. We don't see that very often.
What the hell?
Yeah. Last time we saw that, there was a big explosion downtown.
Just wait. In about 3 minutes, we're going to hear another large boom.
No. I hope that makes it on the end of the year celebrations they have on the local TV stations.
Yeah.
You know, our one time in the spotlight there this year. So,
bicarbonate.
Where was I?
Sodium bicarbonate. Let's use it as a recipe.
I think you're thinking of something. Well, I mean, I guess you can have it in recipes, but aren't you thinking of baking powder?
Baking? No.
There's
baking
a difference.
Soda.
Okay. Well, the ability to neutralize odors is one of its most powerful properties.
That's right.
Can you also use it as a mouthwash, a toothpaste, or a deodorant? Deodorant. Okay. Beyond personal hygiene, baking soda takes care of smells from pets and food, too.
I've never been able to figure out why baking powder and baking soda are different at all. I mean, one is powder, one is, kind of granules.
Well, here's the answer.
Oh.
What's the difference between baking soda and baking powder?
Yeah.
Both substances are sodium bicarbonate. However, baking powder includes and only needs liquid to activate it. Baking soda does not include this acid. And requires both acid and liquid to activate it.
Oh, okay. All right. Whew. There you go. Well,
let's
that's mystery
on.
Mystery solved.
Okay. Falling Needles Family Fest Day. I don't even care.
Because the trees are all dried out and the needles are falling off.
Apparently.
And it's a festive day for everybody.
You have nailed it. Yes. Oh. It's a day to check under the tree and clean up those needles.
Maybe I should write these descriptions.
Maybe you should. It is Bacon Day today.
Yes.
National Day of Bacon today. So if you like bacon, today's the day to make some.
Oh, I can't.
Everything's better with bacon, as someone once said. It says here. And our research shows very little to dispute this assertion. Blah, blah, blah. It's made from pork bellies. Other countries around the world use the side and back cuts of pork to make bacon. The meat is cured in either a salt brine or a salt pack. It's either dried, boiled, or smoked. Okay. You know, I'm tired.
The great thing was, you know, my parents lived up north, and they had a cheese factory right next door to them, and a cheese factory would bring in smoked bacon from all of these different individuals' farms that surrounded the area, and they smoked their own bacon. Man, did they smoke it, and it was just absolutely delicious. I can't believe they don't smoke bacon like they do out in the rural areas. Because that stuff is the real stuff. You go to the store, it's bacon, just mild, mild smoke.
I know.
I interviewed for a job at a place that processed bacon once. Really? I didn't get the job, but after I left the interview, they had like a company store, and they gave me a coupon for a free pack of bacon.
Nice.
Oh. Well, that's nice. What a happy story.
Yeah.
That's good. Okay, let's get to the history books if we have a moment or
we've
two.
We've got just a little bit of time. It's right. real let's, dusty this time
okay,
around.
Okay, we'll just skim through it. Oh, no.
Good gravy.
Man, that was a lot of dust.
Yeah.
Wow. Wow, it really does it to you. Okay, let's speed run this. Today, in 1916, does the name Grigory Rasputin ring a bell?
Yes.
He was the guy who was getting in close with the Russian monarchy right before the Russian Revolution. Okay. A lot of Russian nobles hated him, so they killed him. But the story goes that he was so hard to kill that he just kept on living for, like, everything that they threw at him.
No kidding.
Yeah. Okay. We can talk more about this after the break, but today in 1980, Mickey Mouse was accused of draft dodging.
No.
1980?
Yeah.
Wow.
And we got a couple birthdays today, but it's Davy Jones' birthday, so we got a little monkeys coming out here.
Okay.
Pretty cool.
We'll be back with Idiocracy right around the corner.
Yep.
John and Gordy in the morning.
You're an organ donor, right? Well, here's a tragic fact. Approximately 20 people die each day waiting for precious donated organs. You could make a life-saving decision simply by getting that important dot on your driver's license. That little dot shows those who need to know that you've made a decision to donate organs at a critical time. Go to heroicdeed.com to learn more about the importance of organ donation and how you can make your wishes known. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. HeroicDeed.com.
Wow. So he's a love machine on top of everything else.
Yeah, well, he was getting close with the Russian queen.
Yeah.
And people didn't like that.
The love machine.
Because he wasn't a noble.
Where the
he
hell
was
did
just
you find
common...
a song like that?
What are you talking about?
It was
about?
A meme a few years ago.
Oh, it was?
It was, yeah, it was a, like, trending song.
Wow. Hmm. Okay. All right. Love machine.
Thanks for sharing. Did we get all the way through the history books? Or
no, we did not.
Well, we got a couple other things, and we've got a shorter version of Idiocracy coming up. So
we do.
We're killing a little time here.
No, we're not killing time. I've got a whole bunch of stories for Idiocracy, so go ahead.
Yeah, we really haven't talked about Jimmy Carter yet.
No.
But we'll get to that.
All right. Well, today also, more Russian history. Today in 1922, the USSR was established.
All right.
Okay.
Wild stuff.
It's coming
crazy
back.
Country. And I mentioned
retro USSR.
It is.
And I mentioned the Mickey Mouse today in 1980 was accused of draft dodging.
How is that possible?
I seem to have accidentally closed the tab that had all the information on it.
Oh no.
But
do you remember any?
Well, Walt Disney Studio received a letter from like the director of the Selective Service. It was a joke letter. Saying that Mickey Mouse was going to be considered a draft dodger if he didn't register for the draft.
Oh, my God.
And their response was, at 52 years old, he's not even eligible for the draft anymore. Not to mention that he's a cartoon character.
Yeah, that was second.
Yeah.
Right.
All
right.
Well, you know, his animated feet, I think, were flat, too. So.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, if you have fallen archers, you weren't eligible.
Yeah. Got a couple other birthdays, some athletes. It's Tiger Woods' birthday.
Oh.
He was born in 1975, and it's also LeBron James' birthday.
Okay.
LeBron is 40.
Yeah.
1984,
Still playing. Okay.
And you mentioned that Jimmy Carter died yesterday.
Yeah, that's right. Remember, you know, he was, unfortunately, he had that the problem with the hostages being taken in Iran.
Right.
You know,
exactly.
They kind of, and they were held for 444 days.
Right.
And he finally had worked out a deal. And then during the inauguration of Reagan, you know, they waited until Reagan was actually president.
Well, Reagan negotiated something with Iran.
Yeah. Behind the scenes.
It always happens that way, doesn't it? I mean, the same thing with Nixon and Vietnam.
Yes. All right. Anyway.
Yeah.
I thought he was a good president.
I did too.
You know, one of the things he did was, remember, solar panels were a new thing, and he had them put on the White House.
Yes.
Yeah. And they stayed up there for a couple of years. And then when Reagan came in, Reagan had
them torn. Rip them off.
Yeah. Yeah. Just take them down.
Yeah, he created the Department of Energy, correct?
Yeah, I think that's right.
I don't know.
We'll have to look that up. Okay.
But it seems strange, you know, that a guy from the Sunshine State, you know, Reagan, would take down the solar panels.
Right. Why would he do that?
Yeah.
Just to show.
By the way, just
Carter
to let everybody
boss.
Know that Wisconsin has made the big news.
Really? How's that?
Out of the Miami Herald, of all places, their headline, 200 missing absentee ballots discovered in swing state, Wisconsin.
We had missing ballots,
yes,
huh?
We did, and they wouldn't have made a difference in the election. So it's just kind of a quirky thing now to talk about.
Well, where were they found? How did they go missing?
In Madison, I believe. I haven't actually read the whole story, but I believe I saw the headline that they weren't actually missing. They were sort of like incorrectly filled out, so they couldn't have been counted, but I could be wrong about that.
Okay. We'll get to the bottom of that story.
Yeah, we will.
Well, get our team on it.
Well, we can't wait to get to this old story.
Okay.
But the Miami Herald is on top of it, and I appreciate that.
Why would that show up on the Miami Herald and not the Wisconsin State Journal?
Oh, it's
the
there.
Capital
it's there.
Oh, it is.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
All right. Good.
The other big story, we may get to this tomorrow, you know, if I look at it and it seems like it's good. But get this. This is the other headline in the Daily Beast. GOP acknowledges climate change to justify Greenland takeover.
So they're finally on board with climate change.
Now
huh?
they have to be.
because we want to buy Greenland. Why? What?
Yeah.
I didn't know it was for sale,
first of all. It's not. In all this ballyhooing about, you know, the Greenland purchase.
Sure.
Just ridiculous stuff. Kind of fill up time, I guess, you know. Mm-hmm. Somebody wrote here, Anna, welcome back. Did you know that the Monkees played the Dane County Coliseum July of 1969?
Oh, I didn't know that.
That's the year I graduated from high school. Big Monkees fan. I was too.
Yeah.
I love the show.
Yeah. Oh, they had some great songs.
I was a very confused person at the time because I know that Mike Nesmith wrote his own music.
Right.
And a lot of people are ripping the Monkees for not being talented or musical or anything like that. And that is so untrue.
Right.
I mean, Davy Jones, of course, you know, was in a lot of musicals.
Yeah. A child star.
Yeah.
In England.
And funny stuff, you can find it on the internet, but, you know, a little performance that he made.
Yeah.
As a little kid. Mm-hmm. It was cute.
And Peter Tork was
Peter Tork was
really talented.
Yeah,
too.
Folky.
Yeah. He was. They were all doing well.
And Dolan's, you know, taking over the lead singing stuff. That
right.
And drumming.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah.
A talented.
They were very
group
good.
Of people.
And they as songwriters, Boyce and Hart.
Yes. Yes.
They did some of their songs.
Yep.
Yeah. It was good. They had a lot
Neil
of
Neil Diamond songs.
Yeah. And kind of you know broke into the world of video. So, you know.
Yeah.
You know.
I wish I had it now.
Video music.
There's a video. Clip of Paul McCartney and his band walking through
the
backstage area of a concert where they're singing "Hey Hey We're the Monkees."
Yeah,
they were singing the theme song
right.
as they were going through these
I
tunnels.
I saw that. Yeah, it was good.
It was pretty cool.
It was pretty funny. Yeah.
So they were well
just warming
respected.
Up.
All the musicians at that time respected the Monkees at that point.
Yes, let's hear it for the Monkees.
There you go. Okay. Anna?
Big thumbs up.
Is that
up.
Okay?
Anna liked them.
Yeah.
Yeah. She saw him at the Coliseum. Okay.
Is it time for Idiocracy, John? I know you're itching to get these stories out.
Let's get to it.
Yes, let's get to them.
Yeah.
As the 21st century began, human evolution was at a turning point. Intelligence continued to decline until humanity was incapable of solving even its most basic problems.
The inner machinations of my mind are an enigma.
No! You dense, irritating, miniature beast of burden!
Idiocracy.
For the smartest guy in the world, you're pretty dumb sometimes.
Okay.
Yeah, we got some stuff here.
Yeah, what are we going to start with?
Well, I think I want to start off with something that parents, they don't have to worry about this Christmas in particular, but next year, look out. Look out the price of toys.
Why?
Because of under Trump. There might be a hike in those prices.
Oh, come on.
Yeah, yeah. I got this from the Yahoo Finance channel, and this is what could happen under Mad King Donald. Yep.
Senior editor at the Toy Insider and editor-in-chief at the Toy Book. James, it's good to see you. So Trump is returning to the White House. James, that means tariffs are front and center. He's a believer. And not just Trump. You know, those who surround Trump are believers. Bessin, Lutnick. What could this potentially mean for the American toy industry, James?
This could mean some catastrophic results for the toy industry, especially the small to mid-sized companies. So some of what we've heard is a 50 to 60% tariff on products coming out of China. Now we're hearing maybe it could be a little bit lower, but anything is bad when you're talking about an industry that produces roughly 80, 85% of its goods in China.
Most assembled in China. Has that shifted at all, James, over the last 5 or 10 years? Are more toys assembled, for example, in Vietnam, Indonesia, other countries, other regions?
That's true. There has been a shift. And I would go back to Hasbro as leading the charge in moving some production out of China. And that was under the late Brian Goldner's leadership there, where they started looking for alternatives. When it comes to the publicly traded companies, Funko is probably in the best position because they make so much in Vietnam right now. But for the rest of the majors, you've got Jack Specific, Hasbro, Mattel, Spin Master making so much of their product over there. They have diverted some of it to these other countries. Vietnam is picking up a lot. Malaysia, India wants in on the action. The biggest problem right now is capacity. They don't have the capacity to take on the level and the volume of production that's
good
needed.
Toys.
Are there certain kinds of toys, James, that would be potentially more impacted than others?
There are. And a lot of this comes down to, and it's sort of deja vu from the last time President Trump was in office, there's products that you just can't make in the U.S. So when we talk about things like nearshoring or reshoring, there are certain things like highly articulated action figures, dolls with rooted hair, things with sort of a complexity to them. They're really hard to produce here domestically because we don't have the factories to do it. There's EPA regulations that sent that stuff overseas decades ago. Even something like a steel truck, for example. I know a couple of manufacturers that have tried to make products here in the States, like there used to be Tonka, Buddy L, Nylint back in the day. Yeah. Well, they can't do it here anymore because the factories aren't one size fits all. In order to make a truck that a single factory could pull off in China, you might have to find 5 or 6 suppliers here in the States to pull it off, and they just can't do it at an affordable cost.
Top toy, James, what makes the list? I did hear Barbie. Ooh. Maybe pretty high up there.
The Barbie Dreamhouse, which could be a $200 item, is always at the top of the list every holiday season. So that's something you could sell fewer of for a high amount, and it shows up as being big dollars. But what's cool this year is Barbie Miniland, because consumers want more bang for their bucks.
Listen to
this. So we're talking miniature Barbie dream houses that are only $9.99, and then dolls that come in little lipstick containers that start at $3. People want value, but they want good.
Little.
Wow.
Okay. Little lipstick container Barbies. Wow. That's getting miniaturized.
I guess so.
Wow.
So toy prices are going up,
yeah,
huh?
Yep.
Get ready for it.
I thought it was a good explanation as to why some of the metallic toys, the very expensive, hard-to-make ones, weren't made in the U.S., and that's, you know, a supplier problem.
I had a Tonka truck. It
lasted
forever.
I was going to say, those were some of my favorite toys. They weren't new when I was a kid. They were my dad's from when he was a kid in the 70s, and I played with them still.
It lasted forever.
Well, you know, we offshored a whole bunch of stuff.
Yep, we did.
And we'll, you know, I think we're going to go back into the time tunnel and check that out, as a matter of fact.
Are we?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Two American scientists are lost in the swirling maze of past and future ages during the first experiments on America's greatest and most secret project, the time tunnel.
Oh, no. Dizzy.
Don't get lost.
Spinning around.
All right. Well, let's check out what happened way back in 2005. It's cut 147.
Okay.
Let's check that out, all right? I mean, this is why, you know, things happened the way they did, okay, offshoring our products.
Let's check it out.
Yeah.
The National Association of Manufacturers is sounding the alarm. The United States is running out of skilled workers. According to a survey of U.S. companies, 80% expect a shortage over the next 3 years. This comes as manufacturing has become more technical and the global market more competitive.
The unavailability in some cases of the technical skills threatens U.S. competitiveness and leadership in technology and innovation.
But that's only half the story.
A lot of times when employers are saying we can't find the skilled workforce they need, the unspoken part of that is not at the pay rates we're offering.
So there's not necessarily a shortage of high-skilled workers. The shortage is in high-skilled workers willing to work for low pay. Corporate America also says the public education system is failing students.
Indeed, 84% of respondents say that K-12 schools do not do a good job of preparing individuals for the workplace.
No argument there, but why then isn't the business community on the front line fighting proposed cuts in student loan aid and worker training programs? Consider that the current administration has pushed for federal cuts in programs that provide training to disadvantaged workers.
Beautiful.
And match Americans, yeah, with jobs.
Unbelievable.
Currently, there's a proposal that would make it more expensive for college students to take out federal loans. And companies have been cutting back on training programs.
What's the first thing to go in a workplace when they're saving their budgets? They cut training. They throw out apprenticeship programs.
That's right.
And therefore, they are creating a self-fulfilling prophecy here by the lack of investment in their own workers.
All right. You know, wow. The thing here is this is 2005 under the Bush administration. Republicans were in charge of Congress,
mm-hmm,
and this is what they had planned. This is what they did to this country.
We're back with more on John and Gordon.
And I'm a believer.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Yeah. 92.7 WMDX.
It's John and Gordy in the morning, 6:52, and it's a little foggy in some places this morning. We'll have a high about 38 by later on today.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, this is a shocking story.
What's that?
You know, throughout the entire election, a lot of people voted for Trump simply because he was out there working for the working man.
That's what they thought.
They had a tremendous amount of respect for the hardworking individual out there, you know, just, you know, paycheck to paycheck, trying to make things work out for their lives and their families, you know, paying for medical care that most countries don't require their citizens to pay,
mm-hmm,
you know, stuff like that. You know, he had the respect of the blue-collar worker.
He did.
Well, maybe not. Maybe not anymore, because Elon Musk, the other, you know, attached vice president, has endorsed a post on X suggesting Americans are too retarded to do skilled jobs.
That's what Elon Musk said.
That's what he endorsed.
He endorsed that post.
Now, should we get to Mark first before we get to the actual the post?
Sure, he's waiting on the line.
I wanted to get to Mark right away.
Okay.
Mark, what do you got for us?
Well, you're hitting the nail on the head. I can remember, you know, that, you know, I'm just a little bit younger than you guys, but I can remember getting gifts as a kid made in the United States, like the Thing Maker and the and the Vacuform and all this,
yes,
and
yeah,
shop class back
great
in,
stuff.
Back right. in junior high school, we were learning to laminate plastics and you know, to run a lathe. And some of the kids, I think, like the little bit older, were casting aluminum. This is in junior high shop class.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah,
and when I was in high school, I can remember, you know, there was kids, you know, and some that were taking shop classes where they're rebuilding engines, and you know, and that's where you want to have your investments. If you want kids to be learning this stuff, and then when people get out, you have to pay labor what they're producing. I mean, they just wanted to make more profit, so they shipped all these jobs overseas, mm-hmm. and they say, well, we don't have the manufacturing capabilities in this country anymore. That's because the corporation shipped them out all overseas, and they don't want to pay workers for what they do. For God's sakes, the reason, I mean, like, it's across the whole spectrum industry. I mean, you have to pay people to do the work that we need to have done. I mean, like in the meatpacking plants, that used to be a good, solid, family-supporting job. Mm-hmm. But no, we want to have they want to make profits off of that, but they don't want to pay people the money that people can survive. You know, cutting up chickens or cutting up, you know, the cattle in the, you know, at the big manufacturing plants. I mean, I get some of my stuff now from a local local place where they're processing the meat.
Yeah.
And yeah, you're paying a little bit more, but not that much more. And you can't tell me you can't still make somewhat of a profit paying people a decent wage and putting people to work. And with Elon Musk now using the R word for people in this country, I mean, that you're not supposed to be using that word anymore. I mean, it's just,
it's
disgusting. Sorry, my voice is a little hoarse this morning, but it just is that this is what Donald Trump's America is.
Yep.
And all we'll just slap more tariffs on it. Well, that costs us more money. Well, then just start paying the people more in this country.
Or training. Training
Bring the
them,
manufacturing
Mark.
Back.
All right, Mark.
Yes. Training them.
Thanks for that call. I do want to mention also that the Republicans in this state, with their right to work law that they passed,
right?
The unions, these weren't public unions, these were private unions out there. They didn't want this to happen. They didn't want right to work because they were trying to pay for all of these apprenticeship programs. And with right to work, they couldn't pay for those programs anymore. So thank you, GOP, for that in Wisconsin. All right.
Okay.
Now here is the post that Elon basically endorsed. So basically, the right split with two factions, tech right and right. And the tech right is like, we need H-1B visa people to do the jobs. And the right was that, no, you need to hire Americans. And the tech right is like, what, you guys are retarded. And the right is saying, like, well, you don't train us. And the tech right is like, you can't out-train being retarded. And while all this was going on, we learned some people really don't like Indians, you know, importing the Indians into this country. And this is what Musk wrote. That pretty much sums it up. There you go. So, you know, the backlash on that is just going to be crazy as hell. But then we have Vivek Ramaswamy also received backlash after he suggested companies were not hiring Americans because they were raised in a culture of mediocrity. So now we've got a mediocre workforce out there. This is the administration that supports the blue collar, hardworking American out there.
Yeah.
Okay. And now we're finding out maybe not so much. Right?
Big split between these two.
They want to import individuals on H-1B visas. I've got some cuts coming up next hour. We're gonna go back in the time machine again and take a look at 2005. Lou Dobbs, when he was backing up the hardworking Americans out there.
Really?
Yeah, it was fantastic stuff.
We're going
to
go back
reporting.
In the time tunnel again?
We are going to go in the time tunnel again.
I don't know if I can take
this. I know. I'm dizzy from the last time we went, about five minutes ago.
Is there light at the end of this tunnel this time?
Well, maybe so. God. Maybe so. We'll answer some questions, that's for sure.
Okay. We'll get to that coming up. It is 6:58. This portion of the John and Gordy Morning Show brought to you by Verlo Mattress. Sleep better, dream bigger on a handcrafted Verlo mattress. Find them on Madison's east side or west side, or just go online at verlo.com.
As we were saying,
everybody's talking.
It's the John and Gordy Show.
Gordy
Show.
John Gordy in the morning.
As
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.